You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today's Mint Primer is written by Sumant Banerjee. Fresh geopolitical uncertainty has pushed global crude prices above $90 per barrel. How does it impact India's oil marketing companies? Will they be forced to increase prices in the election season? Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. Why have global prices shot up? Brent crude prices have risen for two successive weeks and breached the psychological $90 per barrel mark for the first time in 6 months. In tandem with that, the Indian basket of crude price has also risen more than 10% since the start of the year. The current rise in prices has been attributed to fresh geopolitical tensions following the attack on Iran's embassy in Syria. While Israel has not taken responsibility, it has led to speculation of a direct retaliatory attack by Iran, which is the third largest OPEC producer. With Israel-Palestine and Russia-Ukraine wars raging, this could further cripple global oil supplies. Are fuel prices likely to go up in India? It is unlikely domestic petrol and diesel prices will be revised until at least the end of elections. Prices of both fuels were decontrolled between 2010 and 2014. Initially, prices were revised every fortnight, but from June 2017, oil marketing companies began to revise prices daily. In the last few years, revisions have been erratic. Prices remained frozen for a record 23 months from May 2022 before the center announced a 2 rupees cut on the 15th of March 2024. Rising crude prices almost negates any scope of a further cut. Thanks to low prices in 2023-24, oil companies have been very profitable and have the cushion to absorb any temporary spike. Is the AC model code of conduct a factor? Though the code restricts the government from bringing any new policy or fiscal measure, revision of fuel prices does not fall under that category. So, oil marketing companies are technically free to raise or reduce prices as per their need. In 2019, for example, prices were marginally revised on a couple of occasions while elections were underway in the country. How are oil marketing companies doing? Typically, OMCs break even when global crude oil prices are at $85 per barrel. Anything less and their profitability grows, increasing the chances of a cut in pump prices. But any increase makes them unprofitable and strengthens the case for a price hike. Thanks to benign prices for much of FY24, the three state-owned OMCs, IOC, BPCL and HPCL, posted a robust 69,000 crore rupees net profit for April-December 2023, way higher than the profit for all of FY23, when prices were above $90 per barrel for much of the year. How does the government benefit? Central and state governments generate revenues from oil by way of excise and customs duties, cesses, royalty and VAT. The center also earns dividend from the OMCs as well as corporate income tax from companies. In 2022-23, the center earned 4.3 trillion rupees while the states got 3.2 trillion rupees. Frequent hikes in excise duties and VAT rates over the past few years have led to an over 30% increase in revenue from oil for the government, from 5.75 trillion rupees to almost 7.5 trillion rupees between 2018-19 and 2022-23. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.